right, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate, I was going to say Showcase Studio, but that's not the case. It's the Skyline Studio here on the 18th floor at 303 Wacker, and we're here till 5 o'clock. It's Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in now. Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Right now, I want to welcome to the show my good friend Steve Procopi, film critic for Third Coast Review, and a member of the Chicago Film Critic Association, you spend a significant amount of time at the Music Box Theater as well.
I was actually there tonight.
I'm shocked.
Just to see, I went to see World's Greatest Dad, just because I love that movie.
I love that movie.
And it's part of this Robin Williams thing they're doing in July every Tuesday. So
Was there anybody there?
It was of the four they have done so far, and they have one more next week, Jumanji, this was the lowest attended by far.
It was
probably maybe 100 people, but apparently for the Aladdin, it was like 600 people. So,
I'm not surprised. Yeah. But here's the thing about World's Greatest Dad. I'm not a Robin Williams fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's phenomenal in that movie.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite Bobcat Goldthwait movie.
Same.
And I loved when I saw it the first time, because I went to the Landmark Century to see it the day it opened. So it's like a Friday afternoon.
Right.
I go in, I sit down. And the crowd that comes in were mostly sort of like elderly people and, you know, older folks.
I was hoping you were going to say children. Okay.
No, not children, okay. But like elderly people or, you know, stuff like and older folks who clearly did not read what the movie was about. Saw the, you know, World's Greatest Dad and it's Robin Williams. The walkouts were magnificent during that movie, because it's so not World's Greatest Dad. I mean, it's a dark, dark, dark movie. And it doesn't take long for people to go, uh-oh, when you're watching it.
I just hadn't seen it since it came. I did a Q&A. I said when I met Bobcat for that movie and at the Landmark, I think it was. And there were a few walkouts too, but he was... You know, it was the beginning of a great relationship with him.
I'm trying to remember what film fest it was where he and Robin Williams were in attendance and they were just laughing because people were leaving. Like they felt a great sense of accomplishment because they had pissed so many people off who didn't know that the content of that movie was going to be as extreme as it was.
Yeah.
So, but well, that's cool. I know that the Music Box is again doing their 70mm
in September.
Fest in September.
Yeah.
They're showing the thing. They're showing John Carpenter's thing.
I knew you would be excited about
baby.
That.
Oh, man.
I know some people that are excited about Year of the Dragon, too.
Yeah. I would love to see that in 70mm.
I don't even remember. I mean, I saw it, but I don't remember it, and I'm dying to see it again.
Yeah. No, that'd be cool.
It's a great lineup.
They do a great job over there at the Music Box. So the last time I was at the Music Box was just to, on my birthday for... Oddly enough, Mad Max.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember you talking about
shocking.
It.
Shocking. Shocking.
And they've got this like Stephen King thing festival this weekend that I'm going to see. And they're playing Creepshow Friday night. I'm going, man.
George Romero, man.
How can I not? Yeah.
Now, you know, one of the things that we did last year at the Flashback Convention was you and myself and the great Ken Foray from Dawn of the Dead did a little remembrance of George.
Yeah.
He died a year ago, July 16th.
Yeah, it was recently. Yeah,
July 16th he passed away. And the last year was the first Flashback Convention without the hovering spirit of George Romero.
It's true.
You know, because, I mean, he was there, but this was the first time he had passed, you know, the first Flashback we ever did where he wasn't alive.
Right.
And
that was, for both of us, we both wrote really nice things about him the day that he passed. It was tragic. I mean, he's my first hero. Honestly, he's my first film hero.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And but that was one of the things that we did last year. And you've been a part of the Flashback Convention, like myself, since the very first one in 2002.
This is number 17. For us.
Is that?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I counted today. It's number 17.
Number 17.
Yes.
And the very first one was the big draw was Bruce Campbell.
Right.
That was when Bubba Hotep was
that's right.
Was premiered.
World premiere
of Bubba Hotep at the Pickwick Theater.
Yep.
And of course it's gone on to become a cult classic.
Mm-hmm.
And Coscarelli, by the way, I know that the Music Box is hosting another
can't
thing.
Get away from them. Yeah.
Don Coscarelli's got a book coming out.
I know.
A memoir coming out in October, and Don's going to be in town at the Music Box. Yep. Are you doing his Q&A?
I haven't heard anything. It's possible. But they're also playing Bubba Hotep.
Yeah, they're screening Bubba Hotep, and there's going to be a Q&A. He's going to sign books, and so it'd be cool to have Don back in town.
They usually have someone from it's part like this bookstore that brings in a lot of one-off book signing events at the Music Box. Is sponsoring. They might have somebody at their store already lined up to do it. So I'll ask, but yeah. Right.
I mean, I know I'll be there, and I know I'll because you and I both know Don, so we'll end up seeing him while he's in town, which is always great.
A frequent guest of Flashback Weekend.
He's been there a bunch of times.
2 years ago?
For the Phantasm Remastered.
Yeah.
For the two screenings of Phantasm Remastered, which was just magnificent. One of the things, I did the intro when they showed Phantasm Remastered at the Music Box. Mm-hmm. I did the intro, and I told that story about how J.J. Abrams was like, we should get the logo for Avco Embassy at the beginning. And so they couldn't find it. They couldn't, you know, like it was all the logos that they could find online were all crappy, and they just weren't up to snuff. So, of course, J.J. Abrams got his crack Star Wars special effects team to recreate the 70s Avco Embassy Studio logo. And they bring Don in to show it to him, and they're all proud. And Don goes, "Embassy spelled wrong," so they had to change that.
I wonder how many tens of thousands of dollars they spent to make it look like a crappy 70s animated logo.
I will say this though: when I first saw Phantasm Remastered, I was sitting next to Don Coscarelli.
Mm-hmm. So was I in Austin. Yeah,
that's the first time I saw it. I'm sitting next to Don, and when the Avco Embassy logo came on, I went like I because it's not been a part of any, you know, since the VHS. Right. It's not been on any of the formats, and I audibly gasped. And Don knew that it was gonna do that, and just started laughing.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, and I'm like, you gotta see Avco Embassy.
I remember one moment in that when I saw it in Austin. I think it was the first time it played in front of an audience at Butnumathon, and I just leaned over and I said, one scene in the cemetery, I said, I can hear the rain.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know you could never hear that before.
You could never hear it, and you could also not really see it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was magnificent. So, yeah. All right, well, listen, we're gonna talk a little bit more about some of the older Flashback convention stuff, and then lots of great guests and really cool stuff for next
week. Lots of good new ones that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, so it's very, very cool stuff. All right, Steve Procopi is here, and we'll talk more about the Flashback convention coming up after the news, which is next. Yeah. All right, everybody. Welcome back. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We are 18 stories above downtown Chicago, and it's Wild Card Wednesday. Get your requests in soon at 312-981-7200. Any artist, anything, 312-981-7200. We're going to be talking about commercial jingles. We're talking about etiquette and a bunch of other stuff. But right now, Steve Procopi, who is a film critic for Third Coast Review, is here. He's also one of the hosts at Flashback Weekend, which begins August 3rd. And welcome back, Steve.
Thank you.
Crown Plaza Hotel in Rosemont, flashbackweekend.com for more information. You also just returned from the Fantasia Film Festival in Toronto. I want to talk
Montreal.
In Montreal.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about what people can see.
Yeah,
this next weekend at Flashback Convention. First of all, as I've stated before, and I know that you agree with me, I've been to a lot of horror conventions over the years. Without question, this is the best one.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that just because I'm friends with Mike and Mia, and that I'm one of the hosts. You know, but it's the best run. It's the best organized, and it gives you so much bang for your buck.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. I think Flashback Convention, if you're a horror film fan, you must go every year to Flashback.
It gives you, I think, some of the best access to the people that you want to see.
Yeah.
Not just where you get your autograph signed and your pictures taken, but also the Q&As, I think, are in a lot of times invaluable, and really, really cozy. And you could always ask a question, like no one gets left in line.
Yeah.
It just feels it's very professional and yet very informal.
It is. It's got that feeling. And also, you know, it's the one weekend all year where I feel most comfortable with the other people that are in the building.
Right.
Because these are our brethren, man.
Yeah.
These are, you know, like these are our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And, everybody is on the same level, you know. We're all geeks. We all love horror, and everybody is there to celebrate that. And that's the vibe from Friday all the way through Sunday.
It's a shared experience, and with like, you can just pick anyone out of the crowd and you will have 25 things in common with them. Yeah,
exactly. And it's really, really cool. And it's also fun. You know, we have you and Heather Wixon and I have a lot of fun doing the Q&As and hanging out with the fans and stuff like that. It's just it's a fun weekend all the way around.
It's my first like regular gig as a moderator. So I cherish it.
Yeah. Yes. Very cool. Yeah. All right. So it's August 3rd through the 5th at the Crown Plaza, Chicago O'Hare and Rosemont. And let's talk about some of the really cool stuff that's happening. First of all, director Tom Holland is going to be there. Now you've met Tom.
I met him a few years ago during Wizard World, but it might have been a part of the Bruce Campbell Film Festival, the horror film festival,
which is morphed into Cinepocalypse.
Now it's Cinepocalypse, but in the first three years, it was out there in Rosemont at the Movie Co. And I don't know if he had a film there or was just there. I can't remember why he was there, but I met him and he's wonderful and he's got a great filmography as a writer, as a director.
Well, throw some titles out. Well, he's coming here.
Just the two that we're playing is enough. Like that's you're a master of horror just for that. Right. Those two, but
Child's Play. There's a Child's Play reunion and it's going to be screened outdoors on Friday, the 3rd. And then one of my favorite movies ever, Fright Night, Night reunion. And that'll be screened outdoors on Saturday. And he's the director of both of those movies. And he's got other amazing credits.
Yeah. Let me see here. He has not just written, because he directs some of these. He directed, but like Thinner.
Yep.
Cloak and Dagger he wrote, which he did not direct.
Right.
You know, anything with Dabney Coleman. A+. Psycho 2, which I'm a fan. a lot of revival lately. People are coming out in defense. Yeah, I agree.
Great movie. He wrote that. Richard Franklin directed it, and that was one of those movies that I went in like, how dare you?
Who didn't?
Then when it was over, I was like, that was really good.
Yeah, it was a great take on and Class of 1984.
Yeah.
And he did one, a television film. I actually seen this recently, The Initiation of Sarah.
Yeah, that's a classic.
With Kay Lenz, a very young Kay Lenz. And they've remade that, I think. But I just saw it recently and saw his name on it. And I realized it's like the first thing he ever wrote.
Yeah.
And then he's directed, I think I didn't mention Thinner before, The Temp, which he didn't write.
Mm-hmm.
What else
did he do? Fatal Beauty, the Whoopi Goldberg movie with Sam Elliott. Yeah,
and he's done like episodes of Amazing Stories and Tales from the Crypt, and he did a Masters of Horror. So
he's gonna be there.
Yeah.
And his two movies, Child's Play and Fright Night, are going to be screened for everybody. And the Child's Play reunion, the great Brad Dourif is going to be there, and he's been at Flashback. He was there in 2003,
second one, I think. Yeah,
2003, when they screened Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I don't remember if they screen something.
Pickwick. They screened. If I'm not mistaken, it was Two Towers.
I feel like I don't even remember if they screened the movie. I remember it was like a bizarre Q&A, but
but he's an interesting guy.
No, he was great. He's actually really good with fans.
He's great. And he is, you know, he's been in a ton of great stuff and really interesting stuff. And, you know, he's worked with so many great directors. You know, from Milos Forman to David Lynch and so on and so forth. But, you know, like I said, if I were to interview him, it would be mostly about Exorcist III.
Oh, the best.
He is unbelievable in that movie. Yeah. And that's a movie that I always champion. You know, when we talk about horror movies right around, you know, Halloween time, I always urge people, you know, to see Exorcist III because I think it's almost as good as the original. I think it's almost as good as the first one.
It's one of the great double bills, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, skip the middle one, skip the second one and go, just watch those two together. Yeah. And they're beautiful together.
It's great. And he is magnificent in it. Every single scene of Brad Dourif, and he's basically, most of the time in the movie, just sitting in a straitjacket. Mm-hmm. And yet, it's the most compelling stuff in the movie. Like, he's unbelievable in it.
Yeah.
So he's going to be there. His daughter's going to be there.
Yes.
Fiona Dourif. And Alex Vincent, who is the little kid in Child's Play, who is not a little kid anymore.
No.
He's going to be there. Christine Elise, who was in Child's Play 2, is going to be there. And they're going to be all outside before the movie on Friday. And you and Heather and I are going to moderate a Q&A with the audience and for the Child's Play reunion.
A little, I guess it's more like an FYI than trivia, but the film is set in Chicago.
Yeah.
And some of it was shot in Chicago. But the apartment building which a lot of people mistake and think it's like the Blade Runner building with the, you know, metal elevators, is actually here in Lincoln Park at like Pine Grove and Diversey. And a friends of mine used to live in the building. So when I saw that, and they moved in there after Child's Play came out. But when I saw it, I'm like, oh, wait, I know this like elevator and these sort of glass hallways and. I don't not the inside of the apartment, but just that whole
just the exterior,
common, the common area where all the doors are, and the elevator's in the middle, and it's like you need you need an operator to operate. It's one of those, and oh man,
it's cool.
And they've shot like Hoodlum. We shot there. A lot of movies have been shot in that building.
Yeah,
I think Charlie Chaplin lived there when he the 1 year he lived in Chicago. So anyway,
but yeah, and also cool. I mean a lot. There were a lot of what I remember. I haven't seen Child's Play in a long time, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah,
I'm not only seeing it but seeing it you know on the big screen outside. But I just remember there's a lot of Lake Street.
Yeah,
there's a lot of L in Lake Street. That's that's what I remember the most about
that's
it.
The Chicago shorthand. Yeah.
then there's the Fright Night reunion on Saturday, and that is such a great
it's
movie.
It's like everybody in the movie. Too.
William Ragsdale, who is the star of the movie, Amanda Bierce, who plays his girlfriend, who was also the star of Married with Children, Stephen Jeffries, who played Evil Ed so memorably in that movie, Jonathan Stark, who played whatever creature he was, the assistant to Chris Sarandon, and then the makeup guy. Who did the makeup in the movie is going to be there, Steve Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all going to be there. And again, once again, a half an hour before the start of the movie on Saturday night, there'll be a Q&A and with the group from Fright Night, and we'll be a part of that. And also, another thing I want to mention that we have to mention is that Stephen Jeffries, who plays Evil Ed, and if you remember, he gets bitten and then turns into a vampire creature. With very memorable and creepy, crazy
looks
effects.
Looks nothing like the other vampires.
No.
He's like a monster. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but you can get your picture taken with Stephen Jeffries in the full makeup.
Applied by Steve Johnson.
Applied by Steve
Johnson.
Who worked
on the original film.
Yeah. And so, you know, he'll have like the cross burned in his forehead and the whole thing with the weird wig.
The fangs that stick straight out at you.
So if you want to get your picture taken with Stephen Jeffries, Evil Ed full makeup, you have that opportunity.
I don't do a ton of photos there, but that one I will do.
Oh, yeah. No, that goes without saying. So that's just a tip of the iceberg. Child's Play, Fright Night Reunion, and you get your picture taken with Evil Ed in full makeup, applied by the great makeup artists. There's also a Friday the 13th Final Chapter reunion featuring Ted White, Peter Barton, Lawrence Monison, and Judy Aronson. They're also going to screen Friday the 13th, the Final Chapter, on Saturday night.
After the Fright Night screening. I believe it's going to be indoor.
It is. Inside. It'll be in the ballroom, and it's after Ron Fitzgerald's magic show, because he's going to do from 11 p.m. to 11:30. Ron is going to do his magic show, Dark Illusions and Burlesque. And then right afterwards at 11:30 p.m., Friday the 13th, Part 4, the Final Chapter, which a lot of people consider the second best in the series.
Mm-hmm.
Most people consider that. And then speaking of Friday the 13th, five Jasons are going to be there in costume, and you can get your picture taken with five Jasons. So not only can you get your picture taken with Evil Ed in full makeup, you can get your picture taken with five Jasons. And the really cool one is Steve Dash, because he was Jason in the second movie,
right?
Where he didn't have the hockey mask,
right? With just the bag over his head or whatever. Yeah.
So you get a little variation, in your Jasons. But yeah, five Jasons are going to be there, and you can get your picture taken with all five of them. And so the photo ops are going to be great. And so there's a lot more to talk about. Why don't we take a break?
Yeah.
And can you hang out after two?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hang out for a little bit, because we haven't even touched want to get to more details and talk a little bit more about some of the flashback from the past and the Fantasia Festival that you went to in Montreal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hang on a second. Steve Procopi is with us, and we're going to talk more about flashback. Again, flashbackweekend.com for your tickets and to get more information about this great weekend that's coming up a week from Friday, August 3rd through the 5th. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're talking about Flashback Weekend, which is my favorite weekend of the year. Steve Procopi is here, film critic for Third Coast Review, also one of the co-hosts here at Flashback Weekend, and it starts on August 3rd. It goes through the 5th at Crown Plaza in Rosemont. Flashbackweekend.com for tickets and more information. And we were telling you about some of the really cool stuff that's going to be happening and some of the other guests that are going to be there. Let's talk a little bit about that. Also, we do want to mention my good friend Rich Coase, Sven Gulli. He always comes on Saturday to Flashback Weekend, and he'll be signing autographs from 2 to 4. And then at 4:20, I always introduce Rich, and then he hosts the Sinister Visions costume contest, which to me is one of the highlights of the weekend every year.
His commentary certainly is.
Oh my god, he's so funny and comes up, you know, he's so quick and funny, and Rich is so great at hosting that. And some of the costumes are pretty amazing.
Was it last year where the guy came dressed as him?
Comes every year.
Oh, that guy's there every year.
The people show up dressed like him all the time. They even have little kids who come up dressed like Sven,
right?
And female Svens and all kinds of Svens.
Wow, I must have missed these.
One of the most insane parts was last year was there was a guy who was. This happens at 4:20 in the afternoon.
Okay? Yeah, I wondered about that.
4:20 in the afternoon on a Saturday, and you know, people. It's a weekend. People are staying in the hotel. They tend to imbibe a little bit.
Sure,
and I used to until I.
I don't know what you mean. But all right.
Until I, you know, whenever my duties were done, years, you know, since 2000, before 2015, whenever my duties were done, when I was done with my Q&A and my responsibilities.
Oh, you're talking about drinking.
Drinking. Okay. Yes.
See, we're talking about 4:20. I thought you were talking about something
else. Pot. That okay. could. Well, that's also part of it. But anyway. This guy who was in the contest last year was annihilated. He got up on stage. He was dressed as Ash.
Okay,
and he was completely blitzed. And Rich handled it really, really well. He handled it. I mean, this guy was like really bombed.
Yeah,
and so when he was so smashed that when they called everybody back up to judge, you know, so the audience can judge for the costumes, this guy was nowhere to be found. I think he was passed out in his room, so we, you know, probably with the chainsaw still on his hand.
I just remember this guy. I mean, he looked so much like Rich last year.
Yeah,
that it. I mean, but Rich's reactions were priceless.
Like, he's the best. He's the best. And Rich is going to be on the show next week. Cool. We'll talk with Rich, our good friend Sven Gulli. He'll be there on Saturday the 4th, 2 to 4, signing autographs. You can get pictures, get rubber chickens, all that stuff. And then there are professional photo ops as well with Rich. So you can get those done. The same kind of professional photo ops where you can get the five Jasons and where you can get Stephen Jeffries in full makeup. And I know that Dana and Ray are doing a photo op as well. So there'll be lots of really professional photo ops. And these are professional ones. I mean, this is not like you with a shaky cell phone taking a picture. These are professional, and you get them right on the spot. Like, the picture is taken, and you get a high-quality 8x10 color glossy right there.
They've got it down to a science, too.
It is totally. Like, you walk in, get your picture taken, walk out, boom, it comes out of the machine, and there it is. So
did you mention who Dana and Ray are?
No, I have not. Okay. We can get to that. Yeah, okay. But my listeners know who Dana is.
No, I got you.
Dana De Laurentiis is my future ex-wife, as we refer to her, and one of the stars of Ash vs. Evil Dead. She plays the great Kelly Maxwell in that, and she's going to be on the show next week as well. And Ray Santiago, who plays Pablo on Ash vs. Evil Dead, and they're going to be together. You can get pictures taken with Pablo and Kelly. Professionally, and you can get their autographs, and you can hang out with them, and the Q&A for Dana and for Ray, and I really hope that you guys can make it, because I'm going to moderate it, and it's Saturday afternoon at 1:00. That's going to be an appointment Q&A, I think, considering the dynamic that Dana and I have between us.
Well, so, and the fact that now the show is done,
yes,
and now it's time to, like, now it is a reunion.
Yeah.
Like, every time they get together now, it's a reunion.
And and we can talk about stuff that we weren't able to talk about before. Like, I've had Dana on the show in the middle of a season, and we're like, how much can you, can you
reveal? Sounds like that third season was a nightmare.
But it turned out so great.
Yeah.
And I mean, in every episode in the third season could have been the end of the series, because the way, like, it built to a cliffhanger, especially like the last three episodes built to a cliffhanger all the way. But yeah, so Dana De Laurentiis is going to be here, and she spent a significant amount of time living here in Chicago, did a lot of Chicago radio and a lot of Chicago productions here, and she's got a lot of friends and family here, so she's going to be hanging out. And Ray Santiago, whom I've never met, is going to be there too. So you got your Ash versus Evil Dead reunion as well. And then we've got actress Serena Vincent from Cabin Fever
returning. Yeah, she's a lot of fun.
Yep. Michael Berryman, the if you don't know who he is, he's the crazy looking bald guy from Hills Have Eyes.
If you don't know who he is, you've never seen a horror movie before.
Exactly. And he's also in Weird Science.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I totally forgot about that. But he's going to be there. He's been a guest of Flashback before. Nice guy. Great guy.
Yeah.
Paul T. Taylor, who played Pinhead in a few of the Hellraiser sequels. Mm-hmm. Lynn Lowry, who's been in a ton of stuff.
She's worked with everybody.
Yeah. She's going to be there. Tamara Glynn is going to be there. Charles Band, who, you know, runs Full Moon Pictures, and he has made some of the craziest movies of all time, the Dollmaster series and the Bong, what's the haunted Bong?
Evil Bong.
Evil Bong movies. He's going to be there.
But he did see, he produced at least some of those early Stuart Gordon
films. He did.
He produced
Reanimator and From Beyond, and he's going to be there. And he always has like a really fun setup. They always have like in the dealer room.
Yeah,
their setup is always
huge.
It takes up the entire corner of the back of the room.
Haven't seen the new Puppet Master? That's the one he did.
Puppet Master. Right.
There's a new one that played at Cinepocalypse that is so wrong.
Wrong. We talked about it. Yeah, I had Josh on, we talked about it.
It's
just
awful. I mean, it's not awful. The movie's hilarious.
Right.
But it's just wrong in every way.
And then John Russo is going to be there, who is the author of Night of the Living Dead. And he's going to be there, and he's a classic guy. And they just added—I forgot the actress's name,
Felissa Rose.
Yes, from Sleepaway Camp,
who was also there like one of the first couple years,
and she was there last year.
Oh, right, she was last year.
She was there last year.
I remember, they played Sleepaway Camp like the first or second year at the Pickwick, and I got to—that's the first time I met her. And she's a lot of fun.
She's something.
Yeah,
she really is something. And for those people who have not seen Sleepaway Camp,
that's something too.
Especially the ending. That's one of those endings where you go, what?
It's interesting. I kind of am curious how that would play today. Like, I don't know how. It's a very touchy. Yeah,
it's weird, man. But
one of the worst special effects too I've ever seen.
It's ridiculous.
It's funny. I listen to this. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but I listen to this one, 80s All Over. That you've had Scott Weinberg on the show before,
yeah,
right? So
sure.
He and Drew McWeeny and do this 80s All Over thing, and they're going through the 80s month by month, and every Sunday a new episode comes out. And just the other day, this past Sunday, they did the month in Sleepaway Camp came out, and they just tore into it.
Yeah.
And Scott likes it, and Drew's like, I don't know.
Well, it's one of those movies that, you know, it came out during the height of the slasher 80s movies. And I was in high school during that time. Yeah. And I've often said this, there were three kinds of movies that came out in the 80s when I was in high school. 79 to 83, I went to high school.
Yeah.
And those three kinds of movies were the teenage sex comedy romps, the slasher movies, and Cheech and Chong. Those were like those were the big genres that were huge when I was in high school. And I saw all the slasher movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, when I saw the poster for Sleepaway Camp, I was like, this is going to be ridiculous. And then I saw it, and it was ridiculous. But I have to say that the ending was a jaw dropper.
You don't see it coming.
No, you don't. You know, you don't. So she's going to be there, too.
Yeah.
And again, all of this great stuff is happening. You can get all your tickets. It's August 3rd through the 5th, Crown Plaza, Chicago, O'Hare, and Rosemont. And Steve will be there. I will be there. And we'll be hanging out and having fun talking to you guys and, you know, moderating a bunch of Q&As. There's a lot of other really cool stuff happening. And we're going to break here for the news, Steve, when we come back. We do want to talk about the dealer room and how that's run and, you know, what you can get there and the autographs that you can get from the celebrities, the way that's all set up, because it's one of the coolest dealer rooms in the world. And that's all coming up. And again, you can go to flashbackweekend.com for more information and get your tickets right now. All right, Steve, hang on. Steve Procopia is with us. We're going to take a quick break for the news. When we come back, we'll talk more about Flashback Weekend and then some other movie stuff as well as the Fantasia Film Festival where Steve just came back from. Okay, that's all coming up right here after the news, which is next. And welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It's Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man! You can get your requests in now. It's any artist, any song, anything. It's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about etiquette. We're going to talk about the new CEO. The big CEO at Empire doesn't want to change the jingle and keep everything cool. And we're going to talk about that and memorable TV jingles. And we have some tips for beating the claw machine, if you're into that. We'll tell you a little bit about that as well. So,
I'm willing to give up my segment to hear those tips.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't do it.
You can't do it. No. Well, you can listen to the podcast.
Yes.
If you don't have time. That's Steve Procopi, by the way, who's my guest right now. And by the way, you can get us here at 312-981-7200 for talk and text if you have a question or a comment. Also, we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich is got the opening bell at 5. Justin Kaufman is filling in for Steve Cochran at 6 a.m. Coming up a little bit later on. So let's get back at it. Steve Procopi, film critic for Third Coast Review, is here and one of the hosts at Flashback Weekend, along with me and Heather Wixon. We split up our duties with the Q&As and hosting and all that kind of cool stuff. And you can check out flashbackweekend.com for more information. Five Jasons are going to be there. You can get your picture taken with all five of them. Stephen Jeffries is going to be there, who played Evil Ed, and all the makeup, the crazy makeup is going to be there. You can get a picture with him, photo op with him. FX legend Steve Johnson, who has worked on so many great movies, is going to be there, who's going to apply the professional makeup to Stephen Jeffries, and you can get your photo op there. And then two outdoor movie screenings. It'll be Child's Play on Friday night and Fright Night on Saturday night, with cast members and the director, Tom Holland, introducing all of them. And then, of course, my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo, and Ray Santiago from Ash vs. Evil Dead, they're going to be there having a Q&A. And you can get your picture taken with them. And our good friend Sven Gulli is going to be there signing autographs on Saturday from 2 to 4. And then hosting the costume contest, which is a blast every year. So that's all coming up. So, Steve, one of the things that we end up doing a lot when we're there is we wander through the dealer room.
Yes.
And there's a big, huge ballroom that's filled with these dealers and vendors, and you can get like really very cool stuff. And then in the back part of it, that's where they have the celebrities at their tables signing autographs and taking pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the setup is really, really, it's gotten bigger over the years as well.
I can also feel the money attempting to leap out of my wallet as I walk through there.
Yeah. I spend a good amount of money every year when I go, and a lot of a lot of great dealers show up and vendors, and you can get some really cool stuff from t-shirts to action figures,
DVDs,
and all kinds.
Not
of
all of them
posters
of this country or legal.
That's exactly right. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
But yeah, we spend a lot of time wandering around in there, and that's where the celebrities are all set up to mm-hmm. Sign autographs and stuff. It's always fun to be in that atmosphere. And then a lot of people show up, like in conventions, they show up in costume, especially on Saturday, because they do have the costume contest. And they always have the crazy clowns.
Yes.
The creepy crazy clowns.
Yes.
They show up every year, and I think they were, for the first time, they were finalists in the costume contest, because for the first time last year. But that's all happening, and the atmosphere is a lot of fun. And even if you're just wandering around, and you have your camera with you, you get some really fun pictures with some of the weirdos that show up.
People love posing the people in costume love posing with other people. Yeah. Who's that one guy who comes in like the 12-foot death costume with the like Darth Vader voice?
Right.
That guy, I love that guy. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, that guy is very funny.
And you're not exaggerating. It's like 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
And it's like a death thing with the bony fingers and.
Yeah. It's a beautiful costume.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But he's got a duck when he goes into the dealer room.
Yeah.
Because the doorway
or
is
anywhere. Yeah.
Or anywhere. But like once he's, because it's a high, like inside the dealer room, the ceilings are pretty high.
Yeah.
But like when you get in there, it's like a doorway.
Yeah.
And you have to this guy has to duck, and everybody gets out of the way. And I love it when people dress up their kids.
Yeah.
Especially in like really weird zombie blood related things. And the kid doesn't even phase these kids.
Yeah, they don't know. But I mean, it's some of it's like wholly inappropriate.
Yeah, completely.
They're zombies, and you can tell how they died.
Right.
And so it's like, no, that's not cool.
Yeah.
It's not cool to dress a kid like that. And that makes it funnier.
So the photo ops are Tuesday afternoon. You can get the Stephen Jeffries makeup Tuesday afternoon, 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, the 4th, Saturday afternoon, you can get your photo op with Evil Ed makeup, and that'll be happening. And then at 3 o'clock, you can get the five Jasons in full costume, in their Jason costumes, and you can get your photos taken there. By the way, the screenings for Child's Play and the screening for Child's Play and the screening for Fright Night are a separate ticket. So those are separate. You have to get your tickets there separately. It's a separate entrance ticket. So, and some of the movies that they're showing in the lower level Midway Room,
which is like this secret film festival that's going on.
Yeah.
that almost like the people find out about eventually.
Yeah, but it's down in the basement. You have to go down the stairs, yeah. And then it's in one of the big rooms in the down there. And they show movies all day on Saturday. It's like the one, if you want to get away from it all and just go sit down in a dark room, in a cool dark room, and watch some movies, they show them back to back to back to back on Saturday afternoons. Yeah. And they're showing Leaf Blower Massacre 2, which...
Wow, they made a sequel. Huh?
I was going to say, it must be a big improvement on Leaf Blower Massacre 1.
It's a franchise.
And that's at 1:30. At 1:30, Child's Play 2, which I really like. I like Child's Play 2.
Sure.
And then at 3 o'clock, Cult of Chucky.
That's the new one.
Yep.
The newest one.
The newest one. And then the world premiere of Bloodlines, The Art and Life of Vincent Castiglione. What?
Well, okay, I know this guy, John, the director, John Borowski.
He was at Flashback last year, I think.
I think he's been a couple times, but I've known him. He does documentaries about serial killers for the most part.
Right.
He did one on H.H. Holmes. I think that was his first big one that I remember covering pretty extensively when it came out. And so this is sort of his special. This is like his groove. This is where his niche, and they're really good. And some of them are kind of, he makes them in a sort of scary fashion.
Yeah.
So this is, I'm curious about this, that he has a brand new film that we're world premiering.
Okay. That's cool. All right. So that'll be, that, by the way, is in the Midway Room on the lower level of Crown Plaza. And that happens all day on Saturday. So if you're,
and that one will lead right into the Fright Night screening then.
Right.
So you can do both.
You can do both of those. So that's the, and Fright Night is such a great movie if you haven't seen that one in a long time. So that's coming up. So, all this stuff is a lot of fun. And, you know, the atmosphere is really cool. And the hotel is great.
Yeah.
The Crown Plaza Hotel. They've been hosting this since, four?
I don't remember. They're very indulgent.
Yeah. Oh, and on top of that, a special added bonus for people who haven't been out there yet, the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant.
Right.
Have you been to?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I. I'm going to go. I mean, obviously,
sure.
I'm going next weekend.
You can go.
So that's part of the draw there at the Crown Plaza is you can stop off at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant. Which is right on the premises. So lots of great stuff to do, lots of great people to see. Get your tickets right now, and it's at flashbackweekend.com for more information. Like I said, we will also have Rich Coes, Sven Gulli, to talk more about it, and my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo, from Ash vs. Evil Dead. She will be on the show next week as well to talk about Flashback Weekend. So there you go. All right, why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, Steve, let's talk Fantasia Film Fest.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe a couple of other movie things.
Okay.
Steve Procopi is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Steve Procopi, and that's P-R-O-K-O-P-Y. More movie stuff coming up right after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and... what's going on? It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah!
We'll do that in a little bit. Get your requests in now, and it's any artist, any song, anything. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we're talking about the Flashback Weekend Convention, which is next weekend, August 3rd through the 5th, the Crown Plaza in Rosemont. Get your tickets now at flashbackweekend.com. Lots of amazing stuff. Fright Night Reunion, Child's Play Reunion, two outdoor screenings. Dana DiLorenzo, my future ex-wife, and Ray Santiago from Ash vs. Evil Dead having a reunion. Five different Jasons are going to be there. There's a reunion for Friday the 13th, the final chapter. Michael Berryman from Hills Have Eyes, Serena Vincent from Cabin Fever, and a bunch of other movies. Charles Band is going to be there. It's just going to be a blast. A bunch of dealers and vendors where you can buy all kinds of really cool horror memorabilia and t-shirts and all kinds of stuff. It's the best weekend of the year for me. And of course, our good friend Sven Gulli will be there, and you can get a photo and a chicken and a rubber chicken and all that cool stuff. And again, it starts Friday, August 3rd, goes through Sunday, August 5th, Crown Plaza Hotel in Rosemont, flashbackweekend.com. Steve Procopi is here. Steve, you just got back from the Fantasia Film Festival in Montreal.
Right.
First of all, tell everybody about that fest.
I believe it's the longest running genre festival in North America. I think this was their 22nd year.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been around a long time. They're sort of on par with something like Fantastic Fest down in Austin, or I forget what the one in LA is called, but or like Fright Fest in London.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, you know, it's sort of what Cinepocalypse aspires to be.
Yeah.
It'll get there, but like it just needs a few more years under its belt.
Yeah.
But so it's kind of like that. They play horror, sci-fi, action, because it's Canada. There's a little more emphasis on
hockey.
No hockey, sadly. No, like Asian cinema. A lot of Japanese in South Korea, and I saw one from Vietnam that I thought was terrific. So a lot of Asian cinema premieres.
Celebrity guests and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's a full on,
yeah.
And it's a great festival. It's very personable. It takes place in two theaters that are directly across the street from each other. And there's even a tunnel, so you don't have to even go outside if you don't want to, if it's raining. But they're literally like just steps apart, and one's, you know, kind of a bigger house and one's a smaller one, but right on a college campus, and these theaters are amazing, and the guys that run it are terrific. And you have so much access to whoever the guests are, both as an attendee and as a journalist. It's like, just, they give you whatever you want and to talk to whoever you need to. Mm-hmm. And it's great. And this is my sixth year going.
Yeah. I remember last year when you came down, because every year you come down, you know, like the week before, Flashback, and we talk about Flashback.
Yeah.
But every year it's right around the time you've just gotten back.
Well, what's funny is it's literally over 3 weeks long. So, I mean, the first, and I just go for like a week, and it's almost like three separate film festivals, because there's not a lot of overlap in the 3 weeks. Some repeats, but literally, if you like go in that first week, it's like a totally different festival than the last week.
It's
kind of cool. It's kind of cool. And
yeah.
I mean, there are some people that do as much of it as they can, and I would love to go for a couple weeks. But yeah, this year I was in the middle week.
Right.
Every year I go, just depends on my schedule, but I can pick. So
yeah.
So yeah, it's a good.
What are some of the things that you saw?
I know right just before, actually, I think the opening night film, which I wasn't there for, was Tales from the Hood 2.
Right.
Which I think was a world premiere.
Yeah, no, I saw the trailer. I watched the trailer for it. Yeah.
So that world premiered there. But I think the biggest film I saw there was Under the Silver Lake, from the new one from the guy from It Follows.
No, you saw that.
Yeah,
is it good?
It is nothing like It Follows.
Okay.
It's a very L.A. story. I'd say the closest thing, and it's not anywhere near it, but the closest thing I can compare it to is Inherent Vice, which you probably sounds good to you. It is very, I liked it. I would not fight somebody who didn't, though, because it is not an easy sell. Andrew Garfield's great in it. It's a very sort of about LA just swallowing your soul, basically.
Yeah.
And it's not a horror film really, but it is a crazy, trippy, sometimes there's like a serial killer element to it, sort of, and an animal killer.
I was looking forward to that one simply because I think It Follows is such a great film.
For what I heard was true, because it was supposed to open fairly soon, but I heard they pushed it to the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
And they might even be trimming it, because it's 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh boy.
And if you're confused for 2 hours and 20 minutes, that's going to wear on you. So, it was a very, I've never seen a film like it, especially there at Fantasia. And I've seen just about everything at Fantasia.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I saw, a great, you would really like this one, called, I got to remember the full title, Chuck Steele. I think it's called Night of the Trampires. Now this is though a British film. So tramp means like a bum, like a homeless person, not like a tramp. Although there is a sequel mentioned in the film that is werewolf prostitutes, which I don't think there's any confusion there.
No.
But it's a stop motion film.
Oh, man.
And it's done like old, something like 4 years to make this. It's one guy. I think there's a short, a Chuck Steele short that you can find, that was sort of the thing that got this off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But they literally built an entire studio for this guy, like 20 some animators, to make this film, and it's literally like old school, not clay, but like moldable materials.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And none of that face replacement stuff like they do at Aardman or Leica.
Yeah.
It's like each one, take the head off, move the mouth, put it back on. Like that's why it took so damn long. And it's this new director named Mike Mort, who does most of the voices. and if it doesn't have a distributor, I don't know. The thing I should say is it's a total homage to 80s action and horror movies. So there's a lot of Evil Dead looking special effects, lots of melting bodies.
Yeah.
And it's, oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah.
But it's like homeless vampires who don't want to suck your blood unless you're blitzed out of your mind. Cause they want the alcohol in there.
Oh, okay.
So that's the story, but it's got all the, like, you know, the old sergeant and Chuck Steele is like a cop and like an action hero. You'll recognize all the things
cliches
connected to him.
Stuff,
yeah. And it's all there. It's very not PC at all. I mean, but it goes after everybody. And as long as you understand that Chuck Steele is the biggest joke in the movie, like he's the biggest jerk in the movie, I think everything else will be fine. But that was really so much fun. I hope somebody picks it up. I'm guessing if they do, they will change some of the voices to more familiar voices.
Yeah.
And I met the filmmaker. He's fine with that. If that happens, as long as somebody picks it up. So.
Right. Now, what was the one that you said that I would?
Okay, let me make sure I get the title right. Okay, it is called. This trailer's out too, so you might have seen this. It's called "The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then the Bigfoot," starring Sam Elliott.
Yeah, no, I have not. I've not watched the trailer, but I've seen the yes. title. But that's the title you don't forget.
It's a title you might get wrong, but yeah. Okay, now here's the thing: the title's ridiculous. The title also tells you exactly what happens in the movie. That's not like a trick title. In this movie, a younger Sam Elliott, there's like flashbacks to World War II, and then the present day is, I believe, 1987. So that's that's when we see Sam Elliott. And he is this old grizzled veteran who used to do these special missions, one of which was killing Hitler.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to say it's a wonderful alternate history that isn't played as alternate history. And the tagline on the poster says an American myth.
Okay.
So, and that sort of, and so he's like, these guys come back to him. I believe it's a CIA guy, Ron Livingston's in it. He comes in and they need to hire him to, I guess Bigfoot is raging up in Canada. So there's also a person from the Royal Mounted, whatever police. And he has like, but Bigfoot has contracted a virus that is potentially could kill everyone on the planet in some sort of massive plague. So they hire Sam Elliott to go kill Bigfoot. That's his that's his new mission. But we sort of go back and forth between the two missions and see how, and he's, but he's, we learn about his life in the 40s and find out that he had to give up a lot to be that hero. And like, it's about the price that heroes pay. And it's a dead serious movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's despite the title, despite the ridiculous premise, it is a meditation on aging and memory and the things you have to sacrifice to do what you do best. And it's one of Sam Elliott's best performances.
Oh, wow.
It's right up there. It's nothing like, Lucky, like it was for Harry Dean Stanton, but it is like that same idea of just like, here's this guy who just sits at a bar all day and just drinks himself until he stumbles home every night. But then these guys come out and remind him, hey, you are a hero too, and you should act like one. And so he goes on this mission to kill Bigfoot.
Wow.
And oh my God, it is so good.
All right.
It is so good. And you will flip when you see it.
I can't wait.
I don't know. Again, I don't think as a distributor, it will get one. And if it doesn't play in theaters, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Okay.
Because it needs to. It's a beautiful movie.
There you go, man. Okay. That's Fantasia Film Fest stuff that Steve just saw. And you write a bunch of reviews for Third Coast Review.
My reviews land on Third Coast. Most of my interviews show up on Slash Film, which is sort of a bigger site that's been around for forever. And then I also do a lot of sort of extra bonus content for the Music Boxes website.
Right.
So a lot of interviews there, too.
There you go. And you can just follow Steve on Twitter, at Steve Procopi.
Mm-hmm.
And I will see you in a couple of weeks.
Very soon.
Yeah, very soon. A week from Friday, we'll all be there all weekend. Flashback Weekend begins Friday, August 3rd at the Crown Plaza in Rosemont. Tons of really amazing things to do and see and buy and all kinds of great stuff. It's the best weekend of the year as far as I'm concerned. Go to flashbackweekend.com to get your tickets and more information. Steve, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.
And all right, I'll see you on August 3rd.
Yes, see you soon.
All right, the news is coming up next.